We'll start in 10 seconds. We are up to the second, the last paragraph of Kavod Rabbi B'Tam Chacham. Vamru Mamez Memchas Dvar Matera Dikmas. In 48 ways, the Torah is acquired. V'yechad Mem B'munus Chachamim. In Eloy B'munus Chachamim, can you turn off that thing? What's on? Oh, I think in the kitchen. Okay, Dr. Harris, you want to close the door? Kim ein lo emunus lachamim lo yikabu mehem divrayim. If he doesn't have emunus lachamim, he won't accept the words. But Babasra ayin heyem al alam, the yasir Rabbi Echel v'kudarish, we did this already.
Yeah.
How far did we get? We finished?
No.
What?
No, before that. Anyone
who loves Erevim Chafalov. Well, Erevim Chafalov, Valoyga Divir Chachamim, one who laughs and Divir Chachamim, didn't betray his sachas, gets punished with burning tzaya. Sham Kalem Shmuzu Na Bezuenina. This is a good halacha, this is not. Ma'aben Hainishal Taira. He loses the worth of Taira. Kelis Rabba, Yibbein Echa Dar Shabbat Kadar Shahalach. The door that comes should be like the door that left, meaning, if Rabbi Kiva would be here, I would learn in front of him. I would learn Mishnayos from them. The Chachamim of your door are like the door that left. The Chachamim Rishayim Shalom Lefanecha. We're not saying that the earlier days were better, meaning that they had people we could rely on, and now we don't. A woman shouldn't read only with maim shalonu, which halachically means water that stayed overnight out of the well. They understood the means it had to be his water, our water. You have to use our water, shalonu. So they all brought their barrels. Give us water. I meant water that was overnight. Chazal told us this story. How strong the munus chachamim was. They didn't ask him questions, why your water? Till now we've been making water without your water. They didn't ask. They believed everything he told them. To show this is the way it's supposed to be. In trusting Chachma. In Chachma Balamenu, build to him Amra Avralonu Nech Nishmas Chacham Chai. Cannot rely on any Chachma unless it came from a living Chacham, Akan Lashainai. So, meaning when we have Messiah, that's a living Chacham, and sometimes we don't understand what they say. That's what Rabbi Shoswanta says that story means. The whole world misunderstood it, the whole city. They came asking for, and they didn't ask him, like, why till now didn't we know this halacha? Why till now did we make matzahs? Terah says they trusted him. They trusted the chacham that whatever he says is the way we have to accept it. We'll stop over here. We'll meet you some start Kavod Chaverei tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
What? I just handed in all the test marks, damn it.
Sorry.
Didn't last 5 minutes.
I'm not sure if you just ended. Oh, you shouldn't trust anything unless it comes from the mouth of a living chacham.
Can't accept it as a definite fact unless it comes from the mouth of a definite chacham. Because all kinds of chachamas change. They thought one way, now they know the other way, now they have the other way.
We've had this part of the conversation before. So, in the end, what is
You're learning the person's in front of you interpretation of the Gemara. That's what you are learning. How do you know what I'm telling you is right, Pshat?
So what is the concept of your... No, I know what you're saying.
Meaning I was makabel for my receiver who knew a million times more than me, who was makabel for, okay, so therefore the Shibin is a
Dairis. I cannot talk to your Rashiva at this point. I can talk to you. So
and you're getting a minute fraction of what I got from him.
You're new, I'm sorry?
A minute fraction of what I got from him. Or you could have gotten from him. Fact. Okay, it is now 6 o'clock. Okay, yesterday we learned the Mishnah. 3 cases. I hope people were paying attention yesterday because I prepared that. I prepared how to present it. I worked to have it presented in a way that it should be clear and concise. So the first thing we're going to talk about is a Gaisha lady. It is not politically correct to say Shiksis. I slipped a few times yesterday. I call her a non-Jewish lady. So this non-Jewish lady, the Mishnah said, what her dam is Matami like. Now what Gemara is going to explain. Yesterday I explained it from Rashi's viewpoint, which is the Gemara's viewpoint, obviously. But now we're going to learn it inside. Check the Gemara. Why is a Gaisha lady's blood in the question? Why are we dealing with it? Don't they learn the pasuk ish ish ki azav? B'nei Yisrael matamim b'ziva. V'ei noiv d'chav matamim b'ziva. Don't they hold the following thing? That biblically there is no zav by a guy. Avo, gazru aleim shikazav l'chol d'vreyam. But that b'raisa says as a fact, an undisputed fact, that they said that even though Goyim biblically have no tuma, it's impossible for a Goy to be tuma again. As I mentioned yesterday, while they're alive, they're not capable of becoming tuma. Yet, Chazal came along and said that Goyim are considered like total zavim, period. Whether they did have a discharge, whether they didn't have a discharge, we made Goyim into zavim. Again, I mentioned this yesterday, I'll mention it again today. One of the ways Chazal were able to separate people from each other was by using the Tumah card. By making things Tameh, it deterred people from social contact. Right? So therefore, when Chazal wanted you to be careful in certain things, for instance, they were afraid that Kahanim weren't eating Kachim fast enough, and there was a lot of Neisser. So they said, Neisser makes the Kayan Tameh for that day. If he touches Neisser, he becomes Tameh. Biblically, there's no Tumah to Neisser. But in order to give the Kahanim a reason to make sure that there's no Neisser, it's because Tumah was a very, very strong way of getting things done. And Chazal used it when they felt it was necessary. So now, they don't want social contact between Yidden and Goyim. So they said, every guy,
Man and woman.
Are considered, well, by man it's a zav, and by woman it's a zavah, or a nida, same halach. Right. So, ish ishki is zav, b'nei yisrael matamim b'ziva, v'ein eichav b'ziva, v'gazva leim shikazam l'chol devreyam. So why did Beis Shammai say it? The blood is tar. The chayr is exeira, to say they're considered total zavim. Total zavim would mean exactly like a yid zav. Right. Zakrashi. Gazru aleim shikazav l'chol divrayim, mishum shlei tinnik yisrael lo'el etzah b'mishkav zachar. So Rashi is trying to enforce here, what are we worried about social contact with the guy? Bishlamim with guys or women, we don't want intermarriage. So we don't want intermarriage. But what exactly are we worried about by man-to-man contact? And the answer is mishkav zachar. That they hang around Goyim, and there's no barrier to keep them away from Goyim. Chas v'shom, they might be victims, either willingly or forced, in Mishkav Zachar. That was the reason Chazal made this social barrier. So, Zok the Gemara, Enfer the Gemara, Amrulach Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai answers, Heichi la'avad, what do you want to do? What would you want to do? What would be your option? Now that you made the Goyim like Zavim, what would you want it to be? Letami lach v'yavesh, to make them totally, that the blood would be metami like a woman or a man, Zav's blood is, lach, well, I should say a woman here, a woman's blood is lach v'yavesh, because the Torah said, dam is metami lach v'yavesh, we will have that drasha later. Asisa kishal Torah. So that means you make it like Torah, and then what happens is, a person who touches the blood of a guy, of a woman that discharged blood, will burn truma. He'll touch truma, he'll burn it. And it's not true, because biblically speaking, this truma is fine. You can't burn truma, that's fine. So we have to make sure that nobody mistakes this as biblical.
How does that blood touch truma?
The person touches the blood, and that person becomes a rishon, and he touches truma. How does a person touch the blood? Very simply. His wife is a nida, and there's blood. Let's step back for a minute. Let's start by a Jewish woman. Touches his wife's nida blood. Possible.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, if you would say the same thing is true by a Goyisha woman's blood, that if a woman touched it, right? She's a nurse in the hospital, and she touched a Goyisha woman's blood, she becomes a Risha Latuma, she touches Tuma, we would burn it. Latami Lach, the Loyi Tame Yavesh. If you make your Tame and only Lach and not Yavesh, so that would be a difference. Right away, that would show us that it's not biblical. Because a Yiddish woman that has a discharge of blood, it's Lach the Yavesh. And the Goyisha woman's blood would only be Lach and not Yavesh. That would be a good recognition. But the problem is, you run into another problem. She lacks the Bishotera. People will think, hey, blood is, remember, spit is only Metame Lach, Merek Lyam is only Metame Lach, urine is only Metame Lach. And now you're telling me that a Goyisha woman's blood is only Metame Lach. So don't think blood is like spit and urine, even by a Jewish woman. They won't understand that this was just by a Goyisha woman, not by a Jewish woman. Because the minute you start making a difference in dam, you run a risk that people will think dam is like every other discharge of a nida or of a zeva.
Which is what Beit
Hillel. But we'll worry about Beit Hillel in a minute. We're in Beit Shammai.
They each have a problem.
Again, we have to take each one what their thinking was, right? So Beit Shammai says like this. Not to make anything different, you can't do that. Because it's not a deraisa. We have to know, people have to know it's a drabanan. To go and make a slight change, that dam is only metame lach, not like a Jewish woman's blood, which is metame lach and yavesh, right? Then you run the risk that people will make a mistake by a Jewish woman. It's a risk. Therefore, they said, the better thing is to do is to say it's not metame at all. Blood is not metame at all. Right? And that, people know by a Jewish woman can't be true.
How do you get around the rabbanan who said that the blood of an adar is tummy?
You mean Beit Hillel?
You read the Braisa
says kizavim l'chol divrayim. So Beit Shammai says the chol divrayim means with a change, because it can't be the same, because then you run a risk that you'll burn truma and kachim. Obviously, the l'chol divrayim is going to have to be lav dafka. Chol divrayim means all halachas. But obviously it can't be all halachas. So it means everything besides one change. That's what it's going to have to mean. Now the question is, where did Beit Shammai come up with this change? Answer is, they were stuck. Not to make any change, you'll burn truma and kachim. To make a slight change runs the risk that people will think that's the halacha by a Jewish woman as well. So they went ahead, and they said, Dam is not Tameh. And that they don't have to risk that people will think the same by a Jewish woman. And at the same time, people will understand that obviously the Tumah of a Goyisha lady is rabbinic. The Raya is, we're not Matame her blood. Frank the Gemara, Ihachi, Reiko, Meimer, Rekla, and Nami. So why don't we make any kind of recognition by her saliva and by her urine? I mean, if you're worried about people confusing a Goyisha lady with a Jewish lady, so her spit is only rabbinic, you can't burn truma for it. Her urine is only rabbinic, you can't burn truma for it. And there you have no difference between a Jewish lady's spit and a Goyisha lady's spit. A Jewish lady's urine and a Goyisha lady's urine. So the Gemara, Kivan, Davdin, and Akeira, Bedama, made the idea. People will know, once you make one recognition, albeit that it's only in blood, but the fact that people are aware that that's a difference, they'll understand that everything else is rabbinic as well. May the idea, they will know the right to memory of Adrabara. They'll realize that. Just make one that one difference, and the message will get through. So why did Beis Shammai decide to make that hecker by blood and leave urine and spit around the same as a yid? And do the opposite way. Let them make some kind of a hecker by spit and urine and leave blood alone. I mean, Beis Shammai's thinking process, why did they make the hecker in blood? They could have done the same thing and said, blood is tamei, spit in your tar. So you should know that that's a hecker. Why did they pick blood? Zok the Gemara, because Raiko mei meragla, the shchichi, gazavei rabbanon, dama delay shchicha, like gazavei rabbanon. Again, dama is shchicha too. A woman bleeds at least once a month. But that's not the point. As compared to spit and urine, it's like shchicha. Women have more saliva and more urine than they have blood. And therefore, if we had to pick, we wanted to pick something that's not so frequent. But again, it's frequent enough that it's a hecker. Not like it never happens. But why make a hecker and something gets 24/7 when something that could be much less shchicha? That's Beis Shammai's thinking process. Dr. Rashi. Chalakta b'shol Taira. That's what we're up to. Second Rashi in the Gemara. Asita k'shol Taira. Kivin de leka k'ira asa le mishra v'yitaira. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Next line. Asa le chalak b'dam Yisraelis su'shol Taira. You'll make a difference by a Jewish woman's dam, which is biblical. With a meimah de tamei lach v'lo yavesh. The risk you make is by being matame a gayish lady's blood lach and not yavesh. People will think the same is true by a gayish lady. Hilchos shayruhu, they left it, but they gazed about shum tumah, and they didn't make any tumah. Kehechid in a heavy akera, the tumah is over the gechavim to midrabanami. So people should realize that the whole tumah of a gayish lady is rabbinic. But they nisim aleicha truma, because they were afraid to make this hecker because they might carry it over to a Jewish lady. So they made a hecker that it's totally not coming. By a Jewish lady, it's only when it's moist, not dry. And when you do the same by a Gaius lady, you run the risk that people will think that it's biblical. Because the Kamala Masechtas Perek Damnida, that right clay v'niyai, spit and snapped, metam and lachim v'loyavashim. A metame moist and not dry. But never that kerib a right to the venice kachabim, or maybe a regular latarim legambri. So why don't we say, a gayish woman is metame by touch, but not her spit, not her urine, not her blood. And that way everybody will know it's rabbinic. This way, by the spit and urine, you treat it like a Jewish woman. And if you're doing it there, so aren't people going to make a mistake by a Jewish woman as well? If they'll say that, aren't they going to think it's biblical? So the Gemara, dam legabe roich leishchiach kashuv lei. Dam is considered leishchiach vis-a-vis reich. Rashi wants to answer the question that people will say, dam is not shchiach. Every woman has a period. The answer is, vis-a-vis spit and urine, it's leishchiach.
At the end of the day, is it dry? Is it tamei?
Which one?
The Goyish reich.
No, either it's a Jewish reich. The halacha by a Yiddish woman or a Yiddish man that's a dov is roi klei meimer reglayim and metame only rishis psukim, only lach and not yavesh, and dam is metame lach and yavesh. And let me step back for a second just to point something out that I might have not been clear of yesterday. Roi klei meimer reglayim are tame because they're mayonis. Dam is not a mayon. If a dov has a cut and it bleeds, that dam is not tamei. It's not a mayan. It's not tamei at all. Maybe it touched them on the outside, it would become a rishon l'tumah. Maybe, if it touched them on the outside. It's not a mayan. There's a special halacha that the dam of a zava is matame, because that's her dam that made her tamei. So the Torah says that dam is tamei. It's not that spit and urine is not what made her a zava. And therefore, the Torah says this is considered a mayon, one of her wells, one of her springs. And the Torah said those are avatumas. Dam doesn't qualify. Dam of a maka, I think, according to my recollection, of a zava or a zava, is not matame. It's not a mayon. might be a rishon because it touches her. So it's no different than if I touched her. But it's not a maya. Makes no difference how deep the cut is. It's not what made her. Dam mida, dam zava. I don't even think it applies to a zav, by the way. It's only tamei because that's to the matamei. And therefore, the Torah wrote different gedarim for that. That's matamei lach v'yaveish. Whereas roitza meim ragla, which are my yorais hazav, that's only matamei lach and not yaveish. And what Beisamai is saying, you make a difference in dam, you've proven your point that it's only rabbinic, and you have nothing to worry about. People won't confuse it with a Jewish woman, because they know a Jewish woman's dam is tamei, this is totally tor. So they won't say a Jewish woman is the same. At the same time, they won't think it's biblical, even the spit and urine they won't think is biblical, because they see dam is not tamei. And Beisil is not worried about the fact that people will confuse a Jewish woman with a Jewish woman. They're not worried about it. They say you can make the dam tamei lach lo yavesh, and that's enough of a recognition. People might make the mistake that a Jewish woman's dam is the same. Beisil was not worried about that. So the source of the machoikas, Beisham and Beisil, is can you make the heker by just diminishing the tum of the dam?
It's a good question, Beisham. Why isn't Beisil worried? I mean,
again, you know, I have no better answer than that. They weren't. I didn't think it was a reason for concern. Again, I can't say, I don't know any more than that, I should say. I can't tell you any more than that. Let's give my advice. I'm a rabbi. Zoy boy tamei, afilu lebe shamai. Now here we go, a male zav. Here we go by a male zav. Now remember, we spoke this number of times. The discharge of zivus is a different texture than the discharge of keri. See, by a woman, there's blood, is blood, is blood, is blood. Sometimes it's nida, sometimes it's zava. By a man, there's two different discharges. There's a discharge of keri, and then there's a discharge of zivus. It's a different texture of the discharge. So a man zav, a guy is a man zav. Zagrava, zoyvay tamei, afilu lebeshamai. That discharge of zivus, Beishamai would agree, is tamei. Kiryaitar, afilu lebeisil, the carry of a zav is tahar, a guy. Carry of a guy is tahar, even according to Beisil. Okay, so let's stop. A guy who has a discharge of zivus, remember, biblically, guy is tahar. His zivus is tahar, his carry is tahar, everything is tahar. He's a tahar, no part of him is tamei. So here comes the guy, and he has a discharge of zivus. Zok Rava Beishamai would agree that rabbinically we made it tamei. Like the zav of a Jewish man. No difference.
Is that a mayan?
It's more than a mayan, but it's the same halacha. It's lach v'lo yavesh.
Does it gather?
Doesn't have to. It's zivus. It made him tamei. Again, mayan is the geya, that things that don't make you tamei in essence. Zibus and Keri make a person tamei. They don't have to be a mayan. Let's go back to the blood of a Gaya. Right? Why is it midat Torah matamei lach v'yavesh? It's not a mayan. By a Jewish lady.
Because by a Jew, which they're in the Torah zav.
Okay, so why by a Gaya didn't we make it tamei? Because it's not a mayan?
Because he's a guy.
Again, why did Beishamai say, again, step back. Why did Beishamai say that a guy is a lady's blood is tahar?
A
kera. Why did they, a kera. Without a kera, what would have been an halacha?
Without a
kera,
we would tamei. Rabbana.
Okay, so why would it be tamei? She's the guy. We're talking about the Rabbana here.
Okay.
Again, from the Gemara, you see that your logic is not true. The Gemara would have made her blood tamei. Beisil makes her blood tamei. Only lach, not yavesh, for a kera. But you see that the fact that once we made a guy tamei, he's tamei. Rabbinically. So what happens? A guy's zivus.
So. Carry on.
Okay, so let's see the Gemara. That's what we're learning. Zok Be'Rava. Zoy Veitamei Afilu LeMeishamai. Meishamai would agree that there's no reason to differentiate between the zebra, just like we don't differentiate between the spit and the urine, we don't have to differentiate the zebra. Carry Tar Afilu LeMeishil. Carry Meishil would agree is Tar by a guy. Again, by blood, Meishamai said Tar by a woman, and Meishil said Lach V'lo Yavesh. By a man, Zok Rava, Zivus would be Tamei, totally, like a Maya Yid, which is Lach V'lo Yavesh. And Keri would be totally Tar, even according to Meishil. And the Gemara can explain itself. But that's what Rava says. Zok Rava. Zoyvay Tamei Afilu Meishamai. Da'i Kilim Evin HaKeri B'Keri. It's enough to make a Heker by Keri. I don't have to make a Heker in Zivus. I have to have one Heker. So I say a guy's Keri is Tahar. Keri is more Shchiyah than Zivus. Therefore, I would say Keri is a Heker and Zivus is the same as Vayid. And Keri Tahar Filu Beisil. Avid Barabonin HaKera Ke'echir HaLisir Alei Tzuma V'Kachim. You got to make a Heker. What Heker are you going to make by Keri? Lach V'Lo Yavish? Yid also Lach V'Lo Yavish. So what are you going to do by a carry? How are you going to make a difference between a man guy and a Jewish Tamei? What Heker is going to be to show that the guy is only rabbinic?
It can't be a Zib or carry because they each agree that they're both
Tamei
by...
Again, let's step back before we know anything. I have a man guy and a Jewish Zav. How are we differentiating that people should know this is rabbinic and this is biblical? So we need a differentiation. Zok Rava making his carry tar will be enough of a differentiation that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree to. We don't need any more. We don't need zebus because we have carry. That's enough of a differentiation. Just like by a woman, blood was enough of a differentiation. And Beis Hillel doesn't have an option here. Because even by a Jewish man, it's Lach V'lo Yavesh. So what are they supposed to do? How do you make a differentiation between a guy and a yid? So they have to say carry a star. There's no other differentiation that's available here. What are we going to say? How are we going to differentiate between a guy's a man and a Jewish man that's a zav? One is biblical, one is rabbinic. How are you going to prove to the world that it's rabbinic? So, Rabba, I don't have to prove it with Zivus because I have carry. And Beisil has to agree. There's no other option. I got to make something totally tar. There's no blood to talk about. So what am I going to make?
So it's tar.
Even with Rabba. By a guy. The whole guy is a Rabba. And now the Gemara explains. Let's read it again. Zoy v'tamei l'fil b'shamai, carry your Torah for the l'beisil. Zoy v'tamei l'fil b'shamai, dike l'meven ha-keri b'keri. It's enough to make that echo by carry. Carry your Torah for the l'beisil, avid rabbanan ha-keri, she'echid l'listen relate truma v'kachim. Shouldn't burn truma v'kachim. I have to know it's rabbinic. Frag the Gemara, the l'meven ha-keri b'zayver l'tamei l'keri. Why'd you pick Keri Tar and Zav Tamei? Pick the opposite. How'd you know which one to pick? But the Gemara, Zoyvay de Leitali B'Maisa, Gazabay Rabbanan. Keriyah de Tali B'Maisa, Loi Gazabay Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara is telling us the way Rashi explains, that Zivus happens without any prior anything of the man being involved. Meaning, it's a natural thing. It could be caused by eating and jumping, but what happens doesn't need an immediate cause. Keri only happens if there's a certain chimum in the body. The body is warmed up, is, what word am I looking for?
Aroused.
There has to be some kind of arousal that caused keri. And therefore, that's called a maisa. So we picked something that the heker is in, a maisa, not in a heker to something that happens naturally, without any involvement. Again, when I say no involvement, the Gemara said certain things can cause zivus, but they're pre-causes. They're not immediate causes, if I'm explaining myself.
Nor are they inevitable.
Nor are they inevitable. Rashi. Zot Rashi. Zoyvai, Shaiva Gechavim. Tamei, Afilu Beishamai. The Mekili, they were Meku Betami Isha, by blood of a woman. Bezoyv, so Zachar Maidu, Shatipa Betami Akrem Bemaga. By a Zoyv of a Zachar, their Maida, the Tipa is Betami. Cheru Yaitar Afilu Beishol. Avdi by Akera, the Leidu, the Tumas Ivdi Gechavim Drabana. They should know that Tumas Ivdi Gechavim is on Drabana. To be told, Nami Akera Boya. They also need a Hector. Because like we say by a blood of a Jewish woman, Karaika Kamehme Ragla. It's supposed to be Karaika Kamehme Ragla. They didn't make it Tamei, dry, like by a Jewish woman's blood. They got me Zav, they got me by me strong Nami called to my Sablach and Vayavashim. By a man, there is no Tumas Yavesh. By nothing. Not by Zibus, not by Kerry, not by Spit, not by Meraglaim. Nothing is Tomei Yavesh. So where are you going to make the difference? Eloi Matari Chodeminayu, Galagambi, like Akeira. If you wouldn't make one totally tar, there would be no recognition. Keri Yatali Bemaisa, Ein Keri Ba'alai De Chimum. There has to be, Chimum means warm up. I think arouse would probably be the best word. What does he say when he says Maisa? How does he translate it? Rabbeinu. Up top he probably says action, but on the bottom he probably explains what the action is. What?
It's dependent on action.
That's all he says?
Unless one... And it usually arouses,
deliberately arouses. Okay, arouses, fine. Okay, so that's Rabbi Zalach. Dr. Gemay Vait. Raymond Messiah. Let us prove Rabbi right. A Venus Gechavim, Shepolta Sheikh Vezerim Yisrael. A Jewish man and a Gaisa lady had a relationship. And obviously, not obviously, but he deposited Sheikh Vezerim into her. And then she expels that Shechva Zera. That's called the Pilates Shechva Zera. By a regular Jewish woman who has a relationship with a Jewish man, a Pilates becomes Tamei for the day she's Pilates. We're going to learn this later on in Nida. I mean, the woman has a man has a relationship with his wife, right? And then the day, up to 3 days, she can be Pilates. It's a question exactly how long, it's a Sugya and Shabbos. That's how Matan Torah, whether it's on Vav and Zayin, the whole sugya, depends on how long can a woman be Pilates and be Tamei. And she's Pilates Shechva Zera, she becomes Tamei for that day. A woman that spells the Shechva Zera of her husband, or any man, but really her husband, is Tamei for that day. How about if a Gaisha lady had a relationship with the Yid? The Gaisha lady is not Tamei at all, biblically. She has Shechva Zera of Yisrael in her, and she expels that. Is that Shechva Zera Tamei? Is that Shechva Zera Tamei? It came from a Jewish man, it entered a Gaisha lady, now it's expelled from a Gaisha lady. A Gaisha lady biblically has no Tama. How about the Shechva Zera of a Yid that came out of her? But it's his Shechva Zera.
So is it Tamei or is it Tamei?
It's Tamei. She can't be Tamei.
I know,
so the halacha is Tamei. The Shechva Zera is Tamei. Rashi goes out of his way to tell you that it's not the guy. Because you would read and say, Tamei or she is Tamei. It's not true. So Rashi, out of mind. Venet Kachavim Shepolta Tamei, a Shechva Zera. I'm a Venet Kachavim L'Shaicha B'Tumah, K'Behema, the Homa. There's no concept of Tumah. A Tamei Drabana. But the Shechva Zera is Tamei the Raisa. Bas Yisrael Shepolta Shechva Zera M'Revi Kachavim. Tahira. A Bas Yisro has a relationship with a guy. And then she's Pilates his Shechva Zera. That Shechva Zera, it's her. It's a guy Shechva Zera. Aye, we made a guy Tamei. Why isn't the Shechva Zera Tamei? It's a riot to Rava. My life, Tahira Lagamri. Doesn't that mean Tyra Gemura that it's totally tarred like Rava? So we proved Rava right. That is my lie to hire him in the rice, so it's maybe Rabbanan. No proof. All it means is, in contrast to the Jewish Chazara that comes out of a Gaish lady, and the Gaish Chazara that comes out of a Jewish lady, one is Tar biblically and one is Tamir biblically. You have no proof. That's all. We're not disproving Rabbah. We're saying you can't prove a Rabbah right. Even though the rice that used the word Tahira might be biblically not rabbinic. Rashi, Tahira Hatipa. Alma, Shariyai Tahar. So we see that carry a star. And the answer is no. It just might be biblically, not rabbinically. So we're not proving Rabbah wrong. We're just not proving him right. Tashima. We bring another bright. Nimtzis Ataimer. It ends up that you are saying, Shichva Zera Shi Yisrael Tamei B'chol Mokum. So the Shichva Zera of a Yid is Tamei wherever it comes from. Even in the womb of the insides, whatever way you want to translate it, what if you translate may insides, womb? It's not okay. Of a guy, so Rashi, what difference does it make? Shem tiplatena ala beged tetemenu. If she expels that shechmas zera on a piece of clothing, that piece of clothing becomes tummy biblically because it's shechmas zera of Yisrael. Shloibe gachavim tar b'chol makom. A guy's shechmas zera is tar everywhere. I feel him in many Israelis. Even if it's a woman's inside, a Jewish woman's inside. Why? Because it's a guy, Sheikh Mazera. Chutz mi mei mi raglayim shaba. Except if the urine is mixed in, if the urine of the Jewish, of the guy, I'm sorry, if the urine of the Gaisha lady is mixed in, this is going back on Yisrael, on a guy's shechva zera is tar unless the Jewish woman's mei raglayim was mixed in, right? I'm sorry.
The urine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The guy's urine is mixed into his shechva zera. When he had the relationship, not only did the deposit shechva zera, he put some urine into her as well. The guy's a man into a Jewish lady. Now, the guy's a man shechva zera is tar. But his urine is tameh. So therefore, when it's expelled, right, that shechmas zera has a mixture of urine, therefore, it's tameh. Even though we said the guy shechmas zera is tar, but it has urine, and urine is tameh. Now, urine is not tameh midaraita. Urine is tameh midrabara. And yet we say the shechmas zera is tar compared to the urine. Right? You can't answer here tar means midaraita because it says that the urine is tameh by a guy. The urine is only tameh rabbinically. And it's saying that the Shechmas Zera is mixed with his urine. His Shechmas Zera is mixed with the urine, it's Tameh. If it's not mixed with his urine, it's Tahar. It can't be Tahar Deraisa, because urine is also only Tomei Drabanan. Must be that when it says Tahar by Shechmas Zera, it means totally Tahar. Right. Again, we'll get to that in a second. But you say, how can I be Tahar Deraisa, but Tomei Midrabanan? Because you tell me that the Shechmas Zera is Tomei Midrabanan. Also, may raglayim midaraisim mitama. Is the urine mitame? The fact that the brayta differentiates between pure shechva zera and shechva zera with urine is a raya that the brayta is telling us that rabbinically there's a difference between urine and shechva zera. We're not talking the raisa. It's a raya to rabba that shechva zera of a guy is totally tar, period. No drabana de gachumra. Because the urine is tame. The drabana. But the right said nothing can be tame. Yes, doctor. No cheer. I don't think there's a cheer. No. They have to make a hecker. They have to make a hecker, like people should know that Tumas guy is only drabana. They can't have it the same as the Torah. Because then people will think it's a derisa. They'll burn truma. Then what would be the difference between a guy and a yid? I will point out that it's interesting that by a guy, he's tamei 24/7, 365 days a year. By yid, he's only tamei when he's a zav. The rest of the time of his life, he's a tar person completely. But that's not enough of a hecker. We need a hecker between the tamei d'kayin and a tamei dikei guy. The fact that the tumah of the guy is 24/7, 365, is not enough of a hecker to differentiate between him to know that it's rabbinic.
What about a guy?
What? Every guy, no matter regardless, we are metamei him all the time.
If you touch a guy?
Touch a guy, you become tamei. He's a zav. Every guy is a zav. Every guy is a lady is a zav.
Rabbinically,
of course, it's all rabbinic. Now, so you could have made an argument. Everybody knows they're different. A Yiddish Tor will say 350 days out of his 365 days a year, and a guy is tamei 365. Isn't that a hecker? The answer is not. We need a hecker in the halakhos of tuma. When he's tamei and he's tamei, regardless of how many days it is, what is the difference in the tuma itself? So we have to have a hecker. The difference between a guy is a lady who's tamei 24/7, 365, and a Jewish lady who's only tamei while she's a nida or a zava. We need a hecker in the tumah. Not enough to say that the guy is tamei all the time. That's a hecker, that it's rabbana. Because you can make an argument that the Torah said a guy is tamei in the rice all the time. That's not a hecker. We need a hecker in the halakhos of tumah. And therefore we look for a hecker. So by a guy is a lady, we came up with blood. And by Gaius a man, we came up with Kerry. That's the difference. We need a hecker. If not, there's a fear of Truman Kutchum. When Rabbana made the Takana, they were aware that we don't want to have people burning Truman Kutchum. They had to do something that people should know we're dealing with rabbinic, not biblical. It's Tamei. Lach v'layave. 100%. It's a mayan. We can't.
Because it's rabbanah.
Yes.
That's one of the risks that why we have to make that care.
Correct. That is the risk.
But we want to separate him. I mean, that was the...
To separate it, we made him tumah. You don't have to make a difference in the tumah to separate him.
That care is for the risk of burning tumah.
Correct. Now, I just want to mention that the Rishonim here have a problem. And that is, we burn Truma on Amaretz. Like, all of a sudden, we're worried about the burning Truma by a guy. And Amaretz is also only Tamei Midrabanan. And we burn Truma, Ashisha Sveikis, we burn Truma, one of them was Big Day Amaretz. Again. The difference, I'm just pointing out the Rishayim's problem. What? Well, it says Ashisha Sveika Sarfin and Truma. One of them is Big Amaret. But we burn Truma on that. Even though biblically it's fine. And by a guy, we have a problem of burning Truma. So if you notice, you look at the gra on the Amud Aleph, he takes out Listra of Truma Vikachim. He said that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is he would bring a carbon if he walked into the Beis HaMikdash. That we wouldn't do in Big Day Amaretz. The guy said Big Day Amaretz and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash, we wouldn't let him bring a carbon. We're more Mako and Truma and burning Truma than we are. So he changes the gear to the Gemara because of that question. But the Rishonim deal with the question. Whatever they answer, the answer. I just wanted to point it out so you should understand why the Gra changed the gears to the Gemara. He said, Truman Kutchum is not a problem. We do that by Big Day Amaretz. So why can't we do it here? He said, the problem is that he might bring a carbon if he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. And that we can't have. We wouldn't do it by an Amaretz. We can't have it by guy. That's our fear. I'm just pointing out why the Gemara changed the gear, so I don't want to confuse anybody. This Gemara needs clarity because there's a lot of new facts here. Yes.
A guy cannot bring
any carbon of obligation. He can only bring neder and nedava, and even that's a machlokes whether he can only bring an oil or even a shlama.
And Caleb, they can only go up to a certain point. I'm trying to remember the point.
What, in the base of the harabayas?
Right.
That's rabbinically, yeah, he can only go up to the hill. In fact, I heard from Rabbi Joe, he must have gotten it from somewhere. It says that the Yevonim came to the Beis HaMikdash when they conquered Eretz Yisrael by Antiochus time. They made 13 breaches in the wall of the hill. why did they pick the wall of the hill? He said, because that's where a guy wasn't allowed to walk in. They wanted to break the barrier where we said Goyim can't go beyond. Goyim can't walk beyond the hill. So the wall of the hill was where they breached it. He was trying to bring out that a lot of the jealousy, or you want to call it, the hatred to Jews comes from the fact that we feel that we're, they feel like we think that they're inferior to us or less than us. And therefore, that's why... What?
We do.
I didn't say not. I'm being very politically correct today. I mean, it's my part of my job as a marketeer is to be very careful. But because that way, that's why they broke the hill. That's what he said over. I never thought of it. That's why they made 13 purchases of the hill.
And that would be to tell people to bow down.
Because they made 13 purchases, that's why we bow down where they used to have those purchases.
Down to Hashem because they made...
Because that was where the Greeks penetrated the Beis HaMikdash and broke the wall. There's nothing to do with one, but...
I know. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah. That's Mishnah Shkolah, yes. Rashi. Chutz Mimeimei Raglai Shabbat. The Ipsichi B'Meimei Raglai, if it's mixed with urine, Tameim, Kedamina Leo, Gaz Valeim, Kikazogim, I would cure you, Aitar. Kedamina, like we said, Avdu Be Rabbanon Hakeva. You're right. But that's because the Gaius lady, no, I'm sorry, it means his Mei Raglai. You have a very good point that you said Mei Raglai, but we're talking about a man's Shechva Zera, a Jew's Goyish Shechva Zera, if a Goy's Meimer Aglayim got mixed in, because he changes the gears on the side, thank you. I don't have it here to change. In my preparation, I had to change. But he said that Goyish Shechva on the side changes it to Meimer Aglayim. It has to be, because we're talking about the man's Mei Raglayim and the man's Shechva Zera. Right. Okay. So
where's the change?
In the Gemara and in the Rashi. Top Rashi, second line. And in the Gemara, Atu Mei Raglayim. The Midaraisa, Mimatami, it's not Mei Raglayim, it's Mei Raglayim.
That's Rashash.
That's Rashash? Yes, thank you. Because it has to be a man Shechva Zera, like Mei Raglayim. We're talking about a man's urine compared to a man Shechva Zera. Right. Amar, because we brought in the sugya, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about a guy's Shechva Zera, Yid Shechva Zera, and a guy's womb, and a guy's Shechva Zera, and a Jewish womb. Shechva Zera, she is all Tamei B'chom Mokum, Afil B'mei Avedes Kechom. The Brisa says, that a Jew, Shechva Zera, is Matameh, even if it comes out of a Goyish lady. Pasha Tifsha, the Bayra Papa. The Bayra Papa, Shechva Zera, she is Rob, and May, I bet it's Kachav and Mahu. Right. The Shechva Zera, he asked the Shaila. Shechva Zera, the Yid, coming out of a Goyish woman, right? What is the dead? Well, isn't this Brisa clear? That's Tameh? Let's prove his Shaila. Now, it's not a kasha on Rapapa. Amaroim don't have to know all prices. They're not. To be an Amira, you have to know all Mishnayas. If you don't know a Mishnah, you can't be an Amira, because that's Amira 101, if you know all Mishnayas. But they didn't know all prices. So therefore, the fact that he had a Shaila, we prove it from a Brisa, doesn't bother us. We've seen him say this multiple times in Shas. But what's bothering us is, well, no, can we prove the Shaila? Dr. Gemara, no, that wasn't his Shaila. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. B'toyach gimu loikim b'bayalei l'rapapa. Rapapa knew that the Shechva Zera is Tamei. Now let me explain. We learn now from a pasuk in Chumash that Peletz Shechva Zera is only 3 days. After 3 days, the Shechva Zera is considered ruined, masriach, it gets ruined, and therefore it's not Matami anymore. A Jewish lady who has her husband, Shechva Zera,
the fourth day after the relationship, she expels it, it's not tameh. It's not shechvazera anymore. Shechvazera remains shechvazera for 3 days. After 3 days, it's no longer shechvazera. We know that. That's our law in the Torah. By Matan Torah, Shem separated the men from the women for 3 days because of Pilatus. That's why he did it. And he said the fourth day is fine. So we know that halacha. That's a given. Question is, what happens by a geisha? Is after 3 days by her different than after 3 days by a Jew? That's why we're going to learn this gemara.
And
forget about Maisha's ad. Nothing to do with that. So, Maisha be my chumash. The sugya masech the Shabbos. There's a blot and a half discussing all what you're talking about. And you can't ask the question without learning that Gemara. It's a blot and a half of Gemara that talks about why, how many days did they need for Pilatus and what did Maisha add? Did he add? Did he not add? That's also my glaikas. And if Pilatus is coming X, he added after the X. So whatever way you're going to learn, that's a Gemara and Shabbos for a blot and a half. It's not nothing to do with here now. You take a Gemara and Shabbos. I brought it up because the Gemara brings it up. I have no brain. You know what I mean? I couldn't avoid it. Trust me, I avoid everything that I get off the subject. I'm not learning Shas here. But there's a Gemara in Shabbos. This is the Matan Torah Gemara, but not the Agadah part. Before the Agadah part, it talks about whether the Torah was given the 6th or the 7th, depending on how long Pilatus Shechvazera is Tameh. That's why everybody talks about the Kasha. The way we Paskin, Torah was given on Zion, why do we make Shavuos on Vav? That's part of it. But that's for Shavuos, Kaira. That was last week. We're past Shavuos now. We're on our way. What?
I guess I'm not over Shavuos yet.
Again, you can open up the Gemara and Shabbos. I believe it's at Peches. Pezayim Peches, it talks about this sugya. But anyway, the Gemara says. I'm not saying Tzavos. The Shavuos is not over.
Okay, so therefore you just contradict.
I'm sorry. You're right. I apologize. I apologize. Shavuos does not end till Shabbos.
I'm saying Tzavos.
You're saying Tzavos. Mr. Brewer brings Yes, I'm. So, you know, it's good enough for the Mr. Brewer for Yes, I'm.
Rabbi Hirschfeld.
That they should say. Okay, I'm glad. Fine, I'm not here for this minion. I don't know. What are you doing, Shem Shabbos? No, I want to know about this week. They don't say Tachna. I was in Muncie yesterday. I went to minion. Nobody even dreamed of Tachna. Rabab had no shayla during the first 3 days. He came a boiler lacha gimel. I buy it, it's not. Because you show the daigim mitzvahs chavu gufayu. We walk around anxious, our bodies are daigi worry, because we have so many mitzvahs to do, and we're worried we won't be able to get it done. Therefore, a Jewish woman's body ruins the shechvazera over 3 days. My shank and masriach. I've become the light daigi mitzvahs. Guy can live a free life. Yeah, free life. Right? Like chavu gufayu. Their body functions differently. The light masriach. I doma keep the arch nishkatzim ramasim. Their food choices are terrible for their body. Chavu gufayu masriach. Republic Shiloh was, the halacha of 3 days, is that limited to Jews, or is it even Gaia? But before 3 days, he knew the brisa, that it's the Matami, like the Sheikh Mazar of Israel. He just wanted to know, what's the...
For different reasons.
For different reasons, for sure. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shabbos, the Peyot of Akiva, that's the Sugi and Shabbos. The Daigi, Yoreim v'charedim b'mitzvahs. They are trembling, charedim. The mitzvah. The body heats up and ruins the shechvazera. Chavul cham. Chavul means it heats it up. Period. We'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day. We'll continue to make shem tomorrow.